Abana will be a charity that's known to many of you. It was founded by Scott Baxter, and Ryan Irvine has been out and about chatting to Scott about the charity.
Scott, Abana was set up in 1998 by yourself. Can you tell me your story and what inspired you to set up the organisation?
Well, going back, I suppose, a long way before the start of Abana, I was always interested in poverty at a very young age. At the age of 11, I think I was responding to some of the TV adverts and doing sponsored events and stuff. So I guess at the age of 16, I started getting a passion for Africa, I think through watching some television shows and a couple of films. And from there, I really wanted to go out. And my first experience then actually was Africa coming to me. There was a choir came out and came to our church. And I travelled with the choir, the African Children's Choir. And at the end of that, I went to Africa. And I think the difference between seeing it on television and then actually going out there was so significant. And I sometimes describe your experiences sometimes, like when you watch it on television, it's like passing your hand through a candle. You get warmed by it. But when you actually go out to Africa, it's like holding your hand over a candle. You get burnt. So for me, going out to Africa was getting burnt. And when I was out there, I just knew I had to do something. I didn't intend to start a charity. I didn't intend to be at it now. I didn't intend to be full-time. I just wanted to do something, and the charity was the vehicle to try and do something.
You were 19 when you had the idea, quite a young age. Were you taken seriously by your parents? Did they think it was a good idea, or it was just sort of a flash in the pan?
I think at the start, it was only voluntary. So, you know, I'd shared my passion. I shared that I believed that God wanted me to do something. And my mum is a Christian, so she very much fully supported it. It probably wasn't until I finished university, and then I had an opportunity to go into Cape and Rae Bible School. And at the end of that, I felt really very much God was saying to me that, you know, this is something you started, but I want to take this. And at that point, I actually felt that I should give it a go full time. And that was a little bit more of a challenge because my parents had seen, obviously, me going through university and felt that was a pathway for employment. And how is this charity ever going to employ somebody? How are you going to bring enough money in for to help kids in Africa, but also try to employ somebody? So it was quite a challenging time. And obviously, you know, I'm living with my parents at that time as well, and they're supporting me, but also wanting me to get out and get a job.
So the charity is obviously called Abana. Where did the name come from?
The word Abana means children, and it's a Luganda word. And at the start, we had loads of different ideas of different names, and we thought through them all. And eventually, one of our first slogans was Youth Helping Youth. One of my passions was I felt like growing up in the church, we weren't doing enough for kids around the world that were in poverty. And as a young person, I felt nobody told me enough about it, and I'd seen it on television, but I wasn't being really challenged and affected. So one of our early slogans was Youth Helping Youth, and I think Abana kind of summed that up because it essentially is youth in Uganda.
How do you get young people from Northern Ireland to get involved in Abana and to go out to Uganda as part of teams?
Various different ways. We go out to schools, do talks in schools, we go around churches, we advertise through our website and through Facebook and social media. We also run fundraising events. So for years we've been running sponsored events around Christmas time. We have a sleep out at Christmas time where everyone just sleeps the seafront in Bangor. And sometimes coming off those fundraising events, people will go, well, we've raised money now for these kids. Well, we'd love to go out and see. We've just had a team back this summertime from Bangor Grammar. We've had a team from Queen's Hub, which is the Students' Union. And they both had absolutely fantastic times out in Uganda. So a whole range of ways that young people can get involved in teams.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failure.